Hey, Gopher fans, another edition of Gopher Talk. I'm Mike Grimm with Gopher Radio and GopherSports.com. Our Gopher Talk, as always, presented by Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union, committed to the safety of their members, employees, and communities during this time. As always, you can learn more at AffinityPlus.org. We're going to talk golf here today. The Gopher men's golf team is in the Big Ten tournament this weekend. The championships at famed Crooked Stick in Indiana this weekend. And Angus Flanagan, the number one player on the Gopher team, joins us for Gopher Talk. And Angus, great to see you.
No, great to see you again. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And you've been swinging a hot club here of late, back-to-back tournament medalist honors, back-to-back Big Ten golfer of the week. You've obviously had a great career, but are you maybe playing as well as you've played since your time here at Minnesota the last month or so?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of the last year I've been playing some of the best golf I have. It's always hard being a northern school, kind of coming out in February, March. We all struggle a bit because we haven't been, especially with COVID and stuff, we weren't able to take team trips and everything like that. So the first couple of tournaments, we were just kind of warming up, and now we finally found our stride. And I can definitely say I'm playing some of the best golf I've ever had. I shot 59 the other day at Troy Byrne just with some of the guys on the team. And I don't think it was weird because I had a dream about it. I watched a video of Will Zalatoris, the new hot guy on tour. And in college, someone said, like, he held a putt from, I think it was like 25 feet on the 18th hole of like just a game when he was at Wake Forest for 59. And I had a dream on Saturday night that I did it at Troy Byrne holding a 25 footer, but in the end I only had to hold like a 1 foot putt for 59. So it's weird how it ends up, but yeah, I definitely would say I'm playing some of the best golf of my life at the moment.
Yeah, I shot a 59 at Troy Byrne as well. It was on the front nine, but you know, you have to you have to take what you can get. Yeah, Troy Byrne, that's a fun course as well. And I know that's one of the perks, I suppose, of being a golfer on a Big Ten team is you get to play some of those nice courses, not just you know, around the country, but you know, the Twin Cities when the weather's good, it's got some good tracks to play, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we got some really good courses, especially this winter as well. They've come through the winter really well, so most courses in really good condition, so it's great for us at the moment. We just need the weather to warm up a bit and we'll be fine.
Take me back to the last two tournaments. You won medalist honors at West Lafayette at Purdue and then in Lincoln against Nebraska and the group, and in that one the team also won the event. So take me through kind of what that 2 weeks was like, and you know, what it was to close out and win medalist honors.
Obviously it's great getting the medalist stuff, but kind of last week was one of my favorite tournaments playing just because the team got it done as well. And obviously the tournament host, Larry, the cable guy, I had no idea who he was. And his thing was called Get Her Done or whatever. It's his famous slogan.
That was the name of the tournament, right?
Yeah, it was the name of the tournament. So on the way back, we were all saying on the bus, we got her done, boys, and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. But yeah, it's nice to be playing some good golf again. The guys, to be honest, we're all really excited to get down to Crooked Stick. The last two tournaments we've played Pete Dye courses, and Crooked Stick's a Pete Dye. So I actually won the Western medalist for in the summer at Crooked Stick. So at the moment I'm 3-0 on Pete Dye courses. So I don't want to jinx myself, but hopefully we could get another one this week. But yeah, it's just golf's fun when you're playing well. Obviously, like, sometimes it's like every sport. It's, you kind of a bit lonely sometimes. I was kind of lonely with the first couple of events, struggling. I felt like I was playing well, but I chucked in either a high number on one hole or a couple bad rounds and it put me out of contention. But yeah, it's just fun to kind of be out there. Great group of guys on the team. Obviously Justin Smith and Matt Raichi, the best coaches I've played under. We have so much fun on the road and everything like that. And during COVID times, like, it has been tough, but at the same time we've been kind of really close together as a team and everything like that. And obviously, we can't really go out for meals and stuff like that, the things that we normally do. But it's quite fun, to be honest, to just sit in our hotel room and get food delivered to us. So there are some perks to it that might have to continue. But, and obviously, like, no middle seat on Delta when we fly and stuff. So you get a bit more space. So there are definitely some perks. But yeah, we're just all looking forward to getting down there and playing one of the best courses probably in the Midwest, if not in the U.S. So yeah, definitely excited.
Yeah, no doubt Crooked Stick has hosted some big-time golf events over the years. Give me your assessment of the Big Tens. Where do you fall in? Where does the team fall in? What's the goal for you as you head to Crooked Stick?
This year with the rankings, it's kind of hard to tell because some teams played in the fall, like Big Ten didn't. But then if you go for like the golf set rankings, I don't really know how they're working this year. So it's kind of hard to tell where exactly we're ranked, but I'd say at the moment we're definitely playing some of the best golf in the Big Ten, especially the last couple of weeks. We've proved to most Big Ten teams that we deserve to be up there on the leaderboard. And myself, I'm just going to go out there and just, if I can execute every shot, I don't want to go out there and say, hey, I want to win this. I'm someone that at the end of the day, if I feel like I've played well and executed every shot, then if it's good enough to win, then great. If it's not, then someone else has obviously played better than me. So I'm someone that kind of goes out with that mentality, and a lot of the guys have that as well. So I think it'll be a fun week, to be honest. It's nice to play 18, 18, 18 every day instead of 36, 18, which we've been doing. So it'll be nice to kind of have that break and get some homework in. But yeah, it'll be fun. We're all looking forward to it. Obviously, as I said, it's a great course, got some good memories there. So prior to me, because I didn't know if I was going to play Big Tens, all the guys were asking me, and I was going through my yardage book, showing them like some of the holes and stuff. And so it's definitely a fun golf course. It's tough, but you can make it easy if you're playing well. So I definitely did that in the summer. But yeah, we're just excited to get down there and get some holes in on the practice day on Thursday. And then, yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday should be great couple of days.
Yeah, no doubt. We're looking forward to being able to watch it as well. You mentioned you are on the Walker Cup team as well, which of course is the great amateur competition between Great Britain and Ireland and then the U.S. There was some doubt, I guess, as to how that schedule might work, where you might not be able to play for the Gophers if you wanted to play in the Walker Cup, but it looks like it's all worked out. So you've got a busy next few weeks because that Walker Cup is in Florida coming up a week and a half from now. So you've got two big weekends here.
Yeah, I have two really big weekends. Obviously, the Big Ten. There was one that I wanted to play in because senior now. And obviously, we didn't get Big Tens last year. And played at Crooked Stick, won at Crooked Stick. Like, it kind of felt pretty perfect. And then I was told that we had to be in Florida early for COVID testing and stuff like that. So I was not the happiest. I was kind of sad because obviously, like, I've been here now 3.5 years and I want to represent you in every way I can. And for someone to kind of say, hey, like, at the end of the day, you can't play. I was upset, but at the same time, it's like, it's something I've dreamed of playing the Walker Cup since pretty much I can remember. I have family friends that played in it. A couple guys I know who played in it last year say it's the best thing they've ever done. So obviously I was excited then, but kind of the cherry on top of the cake was the other day I got a phone call from the GB&I captain saying, hey, we have a lot of guys who are struggling to make it for the Friday. So if you want to come on Sunday night, Monday, then you can. So I was like, perfect. Does that mean I can play Big Tens? And he was like, yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. So I was like, this is perfect. I phoned Justin straight away after. And I think he was at the grocery store and he couldn't really talk. He was kind of like, oh, you can play? Like, he kind of thought I was joking. But yeah, to be honest, it was a nice phone call to get. So I think I'm going to fly down. I have to fly from like Indianapolis straight to West Palm Beach on Sunday evening. But there's lots of bags that I have by the side of my bed right now. I think we get 9 polos, like 9 pullovers. I think it's like 12 pairs of pants, like just everything you could ever think of. So I'm going to have to take like 2 suitcases, golf clubs, everything. So probably have some overweight bags, but oh well.
Yeah, it's worth the price, no question. Exactly. That'll be fun to watch as well. I did want to ask you as well. You mentioned you're a senior. You've had an unbelievable career. You get to cap it off here with the Big Tens, and then represent, you know, a little bit your country, but also maybe your university a little bit in that Walker Cup. How did you? What was your track to Minnesota from Woking, England to Minneapolis?
Oh well, it's funny that. So my trek to Minnesota was, first of all, I had no idea where Minnesota was on a map.
Right.
I think I said it was my sophomore year and everyone loved it. I had no idea there was America north of Chicago. I thought it went straight to Canada. So I was just kind of, I was over here looking at a couple schools, just like on unofficial visits when I was about 16. And I went to Central Florida to go have a look just because of the warm climate and everything. Everyone wants to go somewhere warm. And on my way down, I was playing in a golf tournament in Miami. Dad and I drove to West Palm Beach and went to go play Seminole, where the Walker Cup is. And we met the head pro there, Bob Ford, who, when Justin was playing on tour, was Justin's mentor and still is his mentor now. And we got talking and he was kind of looking at me at the schools I was looking at. And he was like, you deserve to go somewhere better than those, like academically and everything. So I was like, hey, like, where are you thinking? He was like, Minnesota. So I was like, No idea. I looked at it on a map. I was like, what am I getting in for? Went on a visit in middle of February. Went on two official visits here and then UNLV. As I landed here, I think it was like minus 15. I landed in Vegas. It was 85 degrees. Perfect. And my dad was like, oh, here we go. I know exactly who's he going to choose. And a month later, I had to choose. And I called my dad and I was like, yeah, I've chosen Minnesota. And he was like, are you sure? Like, and I was like, yeah. And he was like, I'm going to support you in every way. Just remember about the weather. And to be honest, I was like, no, the weather's not too bad. So I've kind of made this whole 360 degree from Minnesota was where at Seminole. And now like I'm kind of in my last year. And that was kind of my dream when I went to Seminole was to do, I knew obviously about the Walker Cup and I wanted to play it. I didn't know that it was going to be at Seminole, but when I was there in 2017, they had merchandise for 2021 Walker Cup. So, and the pro there was like, yeah, that would just be the dream if you could play in this. So here I am. And in a couple of weeks I will be. So I got to pinch myself a couple times. So
that is amazing. No question about it. Well, hey, it was fun chatting, fun catching up. Have a great weekend this weekend in Indiana and a great weekend the next weekend in Florida.
Thank you very much.
All right, very good. He's Angus Flanagan, Gopher Men's Golf, Big Ten Championships this weekend. It's Gopher Talk presented by Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union.